So then it's always tough to lose a tight game out there. How do you think the team performed tonight?
Well, I thought we played pretty good. You know, I know we outchanced them quite a bit, and their goalie was good. We had to pull the goalie on a power play to make it 6-4 to score a goal there. And it was just too little, too late. But I thought for the most part of the game, we controlled the play pretty well.
Called a time out there when it was 2-0 to rally the troops. What did you say? What was the message from the bench?
Well, it was also to rest the guys that I had out there to keep them out there.
And with the homestand wrapping up, how do you think the boys performed?
Well, it would have been great to win this one, to make it five wins to three losses, and but now it's 500. You want to play with above 500 on the road. I mean, on the road, but at home you want to play more than 500. So a little bit disappointed this one tonight. It stings a little bit because I thought that we played good enough to win the game.
All right, thank you. So then,
A guy like Jakub De La Rose scoring his first goal, he plays such a good defensive game. Yeah. How good is it to get him rewarded?
Well, you know what? The last two games, I thought he played his best two games of the season, and he had some scoring chances, some good ozone time, and. You know what, the best defense, you say it's offense, yeah. So when you have the puck in the offensive zone, you don't have to play defense, and he did that well tonight. He skated well, he was strong. I liked Mato and Freiberg with him tonight, and they spent a lot of time in their zone, so it's good for him to finally break that egg and breathe a little easier now.
Could you see it coming on with him? As you mentioned, these past couple of games, he seemed like he was more involved offensively.
Yeah, we knew it was just a matter of time, to his credit, he stayed with it. He didn't get frustrated too much. And even tonight, he had a really good scoring chance and breaks his stick. And even some guys on the bench were saying, he must go crazy. But guys are, we're behind him and, kept, cheering him and telling him that it was going to come. And hopefully, he's got a really good shot too. And, you'd want him to use it a little bit more.
I was going to say, I don't see him use it a lot.
Yeah, but it's... Sometimes it's just a matter of confidence, and we're with a big body like him, if he goes to the hard areas like he did this weekend, he's going to score more goals.
How much of a different team is this without, Barbario, we were without Barbario for a couple of weeks, but especially after the game he had last night.
Yeah.
And even McCarron, who's been coming around, how much of a different team is it without those guys?
It makes two big voids. It gives opportunities to other guys, and other guys have to step up. And I thought that Johnston and Henley were pretty good tonight. Briette was good too on the back end. Even a kid like Parisi, I thought played a fairly strong game. And you need guys to step up. And I thought that because last night I had De La Rose on the left wing with Big Mac and Freiberg, and for De La Rose to play one game at center, one game on the wing, he did a pretty good job.
Geez, I'd say. I mean, I don't know what his percentage was, but he won a lot of face-offs after me.
Yeah.
So then, the homestand has been win-one, lose-one. There's no other way to phrase the question, but why is it you guys can't string together some wins?
Well, we had
more than two anyway.
Yeah. I mean, it's a good question. I wish I had the answer, I know that the guys worked hard, for the most part, on this homestand, and sometimes it's a matter of bounces. I thought tonight, like I said, we didn't give them, many chances, big quality chances, as much as we did get them, and we just couldn't pass it, shoot it past Barrett. But to answer your question, I wish I had the answer.
I know you can't say it. I suppose maybe I can. I mean, it's tough to do so without a Berber in the lineup, without an Andrew in the lineup, or a McCarron.
Yeah, but you can't do anything about that because you can't plan injuries up top, and here we have to deal with the situation. And like I said, it gives other guys good opportunity to show us what they can do. And guys that have either a different position or on different lines. And have more ice time and sometimes power play time. So, we need guys to step up.
Yeah, okay.